This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It is time for us to get into the conversation. We're talking about tooth cavities and decay, and Dr. Lerato Tsoanyo is joining me on the line. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Shagani?
I am great.
Your listeners as well.
Oh, we're doing amazing. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about something that is quite common, apparently, when we do our research, which is tooth cavities and tooth decay. But firstly, these two things, how do we define them separately and where do they meet?
I know most of the time tooth decay and tooth cavities are used interchangeably, but they're not necessarily the same thing.
Yeah.
Because tooth decay is caused by a variety of factors. And the main thing that causes tooth decay is if the tooth is exposed to things like acids and sugar a little bit far too frequently.
Mm.
And then when the tooth decay actually causes the tooth structure to break down and to become soft, like the enamel becomes soft.
Mm.
And then once the tooth structure becomes soft, it then causes a cavity.
Mm.
So if tooth decay is left untreated or is not detected early, it will then lead to the formation of a cavity.
Sure.
And which is essentially a hole in your tooth.
So what kind of acids are we talking about? I mean, you mentioned sugar there, but just a comprehensive look of the things that give us these, the decay.
Acids include things like carbonated drinks. I'm not going to mention specific names, but carbonated drinks, those are usually very, 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 very bad for your teeth, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Mm, because they can cause the formation of the decay, which then leads to the formation of cavities.
Now, what are the risk factors? I mean, who's mostly at risk of getting tooth decay and teeth cavities?
The people who are most prone to it from a general perspective is people who come from lower income backgrounds, people who do not have access to oral health care.
Mm.
But when we open up the risk factors a little bit more, it includes things like if you don't have good oral hygiene practices that you use.
Mm.
So the plaque accumulates on your teeth for a long time. And if it accumulates for a long time on your teeth, then it results in the formation of the acid that we spoke about.
Mm.
And the formation of that acid will then lead to your decay. Your decay will then lead to the formation of a cavity. All right? So that's the first thing, poor oral hygiene.
Yeah.
The second thing is the position of your teeth or the shape of your teeth. The position of your teeth, depending on whether your teeth are crooked or they're sitting nice in a straight line, that will also affect whether you are able to clean those teeth well or not.
Mm.
And the third thing is if you're a person who loves to snack on sugary foods and drink a lot of carbonated drinks, maybe you keep a little bottle at your table, and after every email you send, you just have a sip of your carbonated drink, you are at high risk of getting dental caries or dental decay.
Sure.
The fourth thing is people who have eating disorders. And I think we all might know one or two people who have such issues.
Yeah.
Especially something like bulimia. Because with bulimia, what happens is that the person ingests the food, they eat the food, and then after a short amount of time, they regurgitate the food. So they vomit it out.
Mm.
So when they vomit out the food, the acid that comes from the stomach, it sits onto the surfaces of the teeth, and that whole process happens again.
Mm. So how do we then prevent this from happening? Stuff that we can do in our own space, in our own homes.
Things that you can do in your own space, in your own homes, is one thing. That I also just wanted to mention that I'm sure a lot of people are not really aware of.
Yeah.
I know that now, these days, we drink a lot of bottled water, and, you know, sometimes it's cool, sometimes it's because you don't trust the water in that particular area. But things like drinking water that has an element called fluoride.
Okay.
Because most governments, and particularly in South Africa, our water is fluoridated. And the fluoride in the water is what helps your teeth not to decay so quickly.
Okay.
So the fluoride actually works twofold. It works on your teeth and it also works on your bones as well. But we're not talking about bones today. We're talking about teeth. So that fluoride, it actually helps your teeth to become strong and to become acid resistant. So you need to check the amount of fluoride that you are taking in. And you also need to buy toothpaste and mouthwashes that have fluoride. So that fluoride can assist your teeth repelling the acid as much as reasonably possible. So brushing your teeth twice a day, using your mouthwash twice a day, using your floss, seeing your dentist every 6 months if you are able to, and all of those are the things that you can do on a daily basis that can help you to prevent tooth decay.
So before I let you go, just to get a bit of clarity on the water issue, is it the water supplied by our government in South Africa that has enough fluoride, or is it the bottled water?
No, it's the water that is supplied by our government that has enough fluoride, because it's actually something that it was something that they had discussions on back in the 70s to say that our people they have this specific problem. We've got a lot of dental decay, and in order to prevent the dental decay, because we know what the cascading effects are, let's put fluoride in the water so that we don't have this problem.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. For those who are long overdue on their doctor's visit, how do they get in touch with you and where do they find you?
Our practice is called Dental 360 and we are based in Shop 33A in Paledi Mall in Mankweng. Our telephone number is 015-151-0964. And we're also available on WhatsApp at 060-673-9758. And on social media, you'll find us as Dental360RSA. And you also have our website, dental360.africa.
Thank you so much for your time and do enjoy the rest of the day. That is Dr. Lerato Kongo from Dental 360 talking to us about tooth cavities and teeth decay. Very interesting. Let's drink tap water, ladies and gentlemen. We have this tendency, this new thing of buying water. It's not new, but even I am guilty of that. Don't drink much tap water. And I think maybe my teeth and my bones might pay for that in the long run.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.